Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Friday, October 16th, 2020. We start, of course, with the Arizona Cardinals as they continue getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys Monday night in Arlington. Yesterday, four players unable to practice. They were linebackers Kylie Fitz and Dennis Gardeck, defensive lineman Rashard Lawrence, guard J.R. Sweezy. Devon Kennard, who's working his way back from a calf injury, was a limited participant. Cardinals also officially placed linebacker Chandler Jones on injured reserve and signed Isaiah Irving off of Denver's practice squad. Prior to his time with the Broncos, Irving, the linebacker, spent 3 years with the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Heard Gambo talk about it yesterday. Special team / depth guy. Again, we'll see, and we'll get into it a lot today, on how the Cardinals defensively, starting with their coordinator and their game plan, deal with the loss of Chandler Jones against a very, very dangerous offense with Dak Prescott or Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
I think this Cowboys team has a lot of potential offensively, so that's going to be a big storyline.
Completely agree with you. It's a powerful offense, but it's also Andy Dalton. And this is a game where a defensive coordinator, if you're really good at what you do, you can influence this game. You can make an impact. You can throw the Cowboys off their mark. There's a lot of ways you can do it.
The Indianapolis Colts became the latest team to shut down their facility after a number of positive COVID-19 tests surfaced, but they've already announced that all four tests were false positives, so their game against Cincinnati Sunday is on as scheduled. The Atlanta Falcons, who had previously vacated their facility because of COVID testing, they've been cleared to reopen things today. They'll play at Minnesota on Sunday. And then just minutes before we go on the air, the New England Patriots canceled their Friday practice and player interviews after another positive COVID-19 test. They're awaiting confirmation on a second positive test. They are scheduled to host the Denver Broncos on Sunday. That game's already been rescheduled once.
You wonder why this is happening to individual players in the NFL. You wonder about all these false positives and how reliable the system is. If the system is this glitchy, maybe it would be best for the rest of the world not to know about it until these tests are confirmed. But the Patriots have already they've already burned their bye week. And so if there's a cancellation involving them, now we're looking into logistical problems for the NFL.
Wednesday night football.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thursday morning football.
Doubleheader.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell made his choice after being cut by the New York Jets. He signs with the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Not expected to be a factor this week, which will be the Monday tune-up. The first of the Monday night doubleheader, Bills and Chiefs. But there's a lot of reaction to that. Bell's got the right attitude. He's going to a very talented offense in terms of targets. His production was down with the Jets. I think this will be an opportunity. When he gets up to speed, we'll see an opportunity to see if his reduced production with the Jets was more Jets or more him.
Well, yeah. Yeah, what I mean, right. Look,
Jets are definitely to blame for some of it.
Well, listen, I think Lev Bell in Kansas City with all those weapons around him, I'm fairly certain he's going to succeed. I don't know how often he's going to touch the football. They probably could use a better rushing attack to kind of get that passing attack going. I'm surprised he didn't take Buffalo, but this is a cleaner route to a championship, and that might be what he's after.
Houston Astros fought off elimination for the second straight day. Carlos Correa hits a walk-off solo home run off of Nick Anderson, giving the Cheaters, the Astros, a 4-3 win. Tampa Bay still leads the series 3-2. Game 6 on tap in San Diego today at 3:07. Have you seen the stories about the guy, the White Sox fan, who lives in downtown San Diego megaphone?
Love it.
The New York Times caught up with the guy. They got pictures from inside the apartment, but he's just yelling players' names for the Astros through his megaphone. Carlos Correa, you are a cheater. Shame on you.
Right, right. And he's doing it from a balcony of an apartment that offers him a great look and a great way to do it. It kind of warmed my heart a little bit that at least they're getting some grief, Vinny.
At least some. I mean, it's a millionth of what they would have had under normal circumstances. And I think even the little bit of grief that they have, again, is bringing this team together. They underachieved. They've had injuries. But here they are, 2 games away from from completing this comeback and getting back to the World Series. The Atlanta Braves are one game away from their first World Series appearance since 1999. They beat up on the Dodgers last night, Game 4 of the NLCS. Marcelo Ozuna homered twice, drove in four runs for Atlanta, who tagged Clayton Kershaw for four runs on seven hits over five innings. Now, Dave Roberts brought him out for the sixth, and that's when the troubles began.
Listen, the fact that playoff Kershaw has reemerged, this is a very dark day for Dodgers fans. If you've been judging their reaction, because now they're on the precipice, the idea of them sort of reestablishing their superiority in Game 3, that lasted one game, and they're gripping. They're gripping. Dodger fans are in the midst of a big pity party right now.
Yep. Game 5 tonight in Arlington. Multiple SEC schools will have revenue from the conference deducted as a result of not following proper COVID-19 protocols, according to a report from ESPN. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey sent out a memo last week. Schools will have their conference revenue distribution cut by $100,000 for each week they do not follow protocols. And apparently from the rash of outbreaks in SEC territory, there's going to be a lot of schools affected by that $100,000 a week.
Okay, yeah.
And this is on the day before a big SEC game, the biggest college game of the year so far between Alabama and Georgia.
Well, what I'm looking at in this game is you've got Nick Saban, who is the greatest college football coach of all time, and you've got a guy who is an absolute control freak. There is no way he's not going to be on the sideline for this. I would bet dollars to donuts, if you will, whatever that means, that somehow, some way, Nick Saban will test negative three consecutive times and will be on that field Saturday. He was on a radio show yesterday bitterly complaining that he couldn't communicate with his team from home. They won't allow it because you have to be in the press box to do it, and they can't let him in the stadium if he doesn't test positive.
Somehow that'll change.
It will change. There's no way in the world.
Constructing a bubble in a press box suite right now.
You watch.
The coach.
Miraculously, Coach Saban will be cured.
Finally, Phoenix Rising FC. They're in the Western Conference semis of the USL Championship playoffs. They will travel to Reno to take on Reno 1868 FC tomorrow at 6:00.